focus on the sitting meditation practice. We first give some thought and some attention to creating the optimum external conditions. The situation here is excellent, quiet, peaceful, cool. But the external conditions which we have most control over are those affecting our body and our posture. And so the two guiding principles for posture are stillness and a natural straightness. If we sit leaning against something or hunched over, then easily get sleepy and back aches, neck aches, and so on. Sitting with a natural straightness is giving us an initial idea of the self-reliance, the independence that arises in the mind through this Buddhist training. So creating the physical mirror of that, or the precursor of it, and the physical plane. The posture is one characterized by a balance between effort and relaxation. This again is the mirror of the mind and the process of meditation, putting forth effort which is neither too stiff or too relaxed, which is just on the optimum amount. The stillness of the body prevents the mind being caught and distracted by little itches and minor physical phenomena which will pull the mind away from the present moment. So at the beginning of meditation, after we've paid respects to Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and we reflect on our goals, our aspirations, on our the reasons why we are meditating. Most importantly here, we remind ourselves that we are seeking to develop this wakeful, alert, but relaxed mind through the application of certain techniques. If we start off with the desire for some vague idea, such as inner peace, for instance, then as the inner noise diminishes and a sense of relaxation arises, then very often the mind will attach to that and become dull and very often sleepy. So it's relaxed alertness or alert relaxation which is both the path and the goal here. Now, as an initial technique to develop awareness of posture of the body, of the nature of our life right now, and as training in mindfulness, we can sweep through the body from the top of the head down to the toes, simply being aware in a even non-judgmental way of whatever sensations appear when we focus our attention on the different parts of the body. So as you're aware of breathing in and breathing out in a natural, unforced way, be aware of any sensations in the head area, the top of the head particularly. So breathing in and breathing out, aware of sensations in the top of the head. Now aware of any sensations in the facial area. So not imagining or picturing these parts of the body, being aware of simply aware of any sensations that are present. Breathing in, breathing out. And sensations in the neck area. Sensation in the shoulders, aware of sensations in the arms, from the armpits down to the elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, fingers. It's present and aware to the sensations that manifest naturally in the present moment. Aware of sensations in the chest area, breathing in, breathing out. Aware of sensations in the belly area, breathing in, breathing out. Being aware of sensations in the back, from the base of the neck down to the coccyx. Very even mind, without liking, disliking, attraction, aversion, developing that non-judgmental awareness of whatever is present to consciousness. The sensation, the buttocks, the bottom touching the floor, and the sensation in the legs, the thighs, the knees, calves, ankle, feet, toes. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathe in, breathing out, awareness of the breath throughout the whole body, without choosing, without focusing on one particular area. Be aware of the whole body, the head, face, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, the trunk, the legs, the feet, it's the whole body. breathing in, breathing out. Relaxed alertness. Alert relaxation. Finding that balance between sense of wakefulness, sharpness, brightness of mind, and that inner relaxation. And we stay at this stage of the meditation, developing alert relaxation, relaxed alertness with the whole physical body, until you feel that sense of interest, contentment with the present moment. If your mind is very agitated, then we can go back to step by step, sweeping through the body from the head to the toes. Otherwise, it's developing a sense of inner contentment and enjoyment of the sense of the in-breath and the out-breath spread throughout the whole physical body. There's nowhere to go, nothing to do, nothing you need to think about, to worry about. Developing the ability to temporarily put down all of your thoughts and all of your worries. Step back and just be with the simple nature of things, the way things are, the way your body is, the way your mind is right now. Not as a concept or a philosophy, but as direct experience. Free of agitation, there is a sense of interest and contentment with the meditation, then start to develop awareness of the sensation of the breath at one particular point in the body. Now this may be at the tip of the nose, around the top of the lip. Choose the spot which feels comfortable, which you feel you can sustain that relaxed alertness over a period of minutes. To be aware of, awake to the sensation of the breath, not concentrating on the breath, but being present to it, present with it, awake with the in-breath, awake to the in-breath, awake to the out-breath. Develop this familiarity, this intimacy with the sense of wakefulness, brightness, alertness. The breath is merely a means by which you can develop a and sustain a sense of alert relaxation. To help the mind stay with the breath, you may choose to use a mantra. Buddha on the out in breath, Dho on the out breath, dividing the word Buddha into two syllables. Or you may count the breaths, counting one in breath one, out breath one, in breath two, out breath two, counting in that manner to five, and then beginning again. 1, 1, 2, 2, up to 6, beginning again, counting 1 to 7, then 1 to 8, then 1 to 9, then 1 to 10. This is an initial means of familiarizing the mind with the breath, associating the mind with the breath. But the key feature, whether we're using a mantra, whether we're counting, or simply being with the sensation of the breath, is that state of alertness and brightness and relaxation. The intensity of the effort may have to be varied in order to optimize that relaxed, alert state. So constantly checking, caring for that sense of alertness and brightness of mind.